Hannah, we're starting off on a story that you all have been covering for weeks now, and that is the law enforcement shortage in communities in the mining district in the area. We're getting news that Baird recently fired another officer. Can you share with us what's going on with law enforcement in these mining communities?
You're right that it has been a pretty eventful time here in the mining district. Baird, in their meeting yesterday, just fired one of their patrol officers. And several weeks ago, they fired their chief of police due to several sexual harassment complaints that the town had received from several Grant County residents.
So what do we know about the recent firing?
While the mayor chose not to comment, we did find a criminal summons for the officer for failing to report child abuse or child neglect, and also failing to investigate that.
Okay. Now, moving on to another community in the mining district, Hurley, they have zero officers on duty right now. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, Hurley's last remaining police officer was arrested in Deming on a battery misdemeanor back in May. And since then, the town has been relying upon the Grant County Sheriff's Department as well as New Mexico State Police to patrol their streets and kind of fill in during the gap. While Baird is pretty determined to maintain its own department, Hurley, on the other hand, has been in discussions with the Grant County Sheriff's Department to see if the department might be able to provide public safety services for the town in place of their own municipal department.
Okay, now, can you share with us a little bit more about how the community is reacting to this news?
The community in Hurley has actually rallied to keep their streets safe. One resident, Wayne Kleck, recently started a neighborhood watch committee, and that has garnered quite a bit of support in a very quick period of time. At the most recent meeting with the town discussing potential services with the Grant County Sheriff's Department, there were over 20 residents there to state their opinions, to share safety concerns, to share the ways that they have rallied as residents to counteract the lack of law enforcement in their community.
Okay, so can you share with us what the Grant County Sheriff is saying about having to deploy more deputies to cover these communities? Is he concerned about that impacting their law enforcement resources?
Sheriff Frank Gomez is pretty confident that the department can pick up the slack if Hurley chooses not to reinstate their department. But he has expressed that this isn't something that he's, really wanting. He just wants to ensure that there's not a gap in patrol in one of the Grant County communities. He has mentioned that they're switching the way that they patrol the county. So he's pretty confident that his patrol officers, the current patrol officers, can pick up the slack in Hurley without having to hire additional officers. That has garnered some criticism from Mayor Pro Tem Richard Minez in Hurley. He's concerned that if the community doesn't have officers that are specifically designated at all times to the community, the same officers that become invested in the, the goings on of the town, that the law enforcement services won't be as beneficial as if the town maintains their own municipal department.
Hannah Dumas is a reporter for the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Again, Hannah, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.